This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Also, new sponsor, Elevate.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain.
Benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Check them out at ElevateBill.com. So then, my youngest son is a barista. And that's not bad, because he doesn't have any student debt. Now, if you're a barista and you took out $200,000 in student loans to get that master's degree from Gumbo State in LGBTQ2 experiences as reflected in 17th century Bolivian folk songs, and now you can't find an uncaffeinated career, you've got a problem. Worse, these fascist monsters who took money from you based on your agreement to pay it back with interest now expect you to pay the money back with interest despite the fact that you really don't feel like it anymore. And I have a fresh solution to this crisis for you. It is a highly innovative strategy that totally and permanently resolves this problem in a new and exciting way. Are you ready? Here it goes. How about you pay your own student debt? That's it. It's as elegant as it is simple. You pay your own debts. If you follow this bold one-step program, the one step is you paying your debts, then you will eventually be debt-free. And best of all, I won't have to pay any of your debts. A lot of Democrat politicians are promising free college, but what they really mean is free for you, okay? Someone has to pay for that, and that someone is me. And I need to level with you about that, youngins. I'm not interested in paying for your college. There are those who would call this greedy or selfish for not wishing to work and then have the money I earned taken from me to provide things to you that you want but did not pay for instead of being able to spend it, it being the money I earned, on things that I want. I like collecting sunglasses. I love my video cameras. And I want to spend all of my money on those things. And beer. But I'm okay with me spending my money. I would much prefer having people who fundamentally misunderstand the concepts of greed and selfishness call me greedy and selfish than subsidize their education. You know, education evidently did not include learning about basic concepts like what is greed and selfishness. I understand that your priorities for my money may differ from mine. But since it's my money, my priorities should take precedence. So here is a short, partial list of things that I prioritize. For my money, overpaying off your student loan debts. I'd like to have a lease on a sweet German sedan. I want a delicious tri-tip sandwich. I want a walk-in humidor. I love having guns and ammo. Pedicure for, you know, for my wife. Then maybe one for me, too. A pedicure for my fat dog. And literally anything else but your student loan debt. Costco sells some really nice St. Louis ribs. Those are great. They take a lot of money. So those who support the idea of taking my money to give it to someone else so that someone else can have things that he, she, or it, and let's go with that. I'm not going to go with Z. If they can't be a he or a she, they must be an it. So once rarely, but put bluntly, it's never. I want this education, but I don't want to do the things necessary to pay for it. I want you, other people, to do things necessary to pay for it. Said it's always put on in some other way that makes them taking our money to spend on things they want appears a favor to us, the people expected to do the work. For instance, sometimes they say that us working to give other people free stuff is an investment. Again, there's no understanding as to what that word means. With an investment, you would get typically a return on that investment. No one ever explains what my return on investment for Caden's Marx's puppetry degree might be, other than an occasional latte, which I would still have to pay for. I would prefer that I determine how I would invest my own money in order to benefit myself, which I do not see as unreasonable since it's my money, which I earn by working. I'm trying to enrich the Frady Foundation for Better Living. And here we have the beauty of the one-step program. It puts all of this controversy aside. Pay your own student loan off. That's all we got here. End of discussion. Now get to work. Now, please note that I'm not pointing out how I managed to fund my own education without asking strangers to chip in. Primarily because I didn't go to school. I didn't go to college. The argument that I paid for mine, so you should have to pay for your own, is valid. But we need not even reach that. No one should ever be forced to give other people free stuff. It's my money, and I'm keeping it. Not my money, and I need it now. I'm not going to go that route. But it's my money, and I'm keeping it. I certainly understand that academia is a scam, and the government allows lending to people who foolishly undertake debts that they cannot pay. I would stop all of that. It's a good thing I'm not in charge of nothing. No government participation in the student loan industry and full bankruptcy dischargeability for student debts. Of course, this would mean many less people taking loans, and therefore fewer college students. No loss to society there. This means many colleges would actually start having to compete for students, and then they would have to lower their prices. Let the gasping begin. I like it. Doesn't that sound pretty good? I like it. Colleges have gotten fat off of loan money, and many schools would go under without this pot of suckers' cash. Oh, well. Academia is a grift. But you did sign on the line that is dotted. You took the money, and I say that you pay it back instead of me. I'm going to patent the student loan resolution system, and pretty soon you'll be seeing the infomercials and maybe something here at Genesis as well. And I expect to make a big – I'm going to make a lot of money off of this, and they won't get that either. They won't get it either. So – I just thought I would throw that to you, a little financial help there from Uncle Bill. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Bottle, mama. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
And new sponsor, Aguila Ammunition.
Your guns are hungry.
Feast on recoil and are ravenous for performance. On the menu, Aguila Ammunition's complete line of rimfire, centerfire, and shot shells. Each and every round of Aguila Ammunition is made with the highest quality of materials and crafted to ensure optimal reliability, accuracy, and proficiency. Visit AguilaAmmo.com and let the feeding frenzy begin. Aguila Ammunition. Feed your firearm.
Indeed. Ammunition of lock and load. Aguila Ammunition. Okay. So, is there anybody out there who believes, like I do, that if one of these egomaniacal clown car Democrats becomes president, that we won't get into a shooting war here in the United States? And I'm talking about internally, simply because of what the federal government would do. Hopefully, I would hope cooler heads would prevail, and the president would, be put in their place. Here we have Kamala Willie Brown's sidechick Harris. She has decided to, when she wins the presidency, she's going to seek the power of a constitutional amendment without the bother of having to pass an actual amendment. And she has a new plan for mostly southern states like Alabama and Georgia, whose voters oppose abortion and whose elected representatives have moved to limit it. Coming from her own website, we have: Kamala Harris believes we need to fight back and block these dangerous and deadly laws before they take effect. That's exactly what she intends to do as president. Similar to the pre-clearance requirement of the Voting Rights Act, Harris will require for the first time that states and localities with a history of violating Roe v. Wade obtain approval from her Department of Justice before any abortion law or practice can take effect. Apparently, the right to kill a kicking and squirming baby is now a civil right, and any move to stop the outrage is not at all different from a Jim Crow law, a civil rights offense, and therefore it subjects an entire state and all of its voters to DOJ supervision. And what a coincidence. It's the southern states that she's targeting. Seems like the South just can't get punished enough. Because limiting abortion, you see, well, that's a crime. It's mind-boggling in its contempt for voter sentiment. The democratic republicanism of states, the right to choose one own representative democratically, and the creepy extension of central planning from the top. Not only that, but it's unconstitutional because it's based on the Voting Rights Act, which was thrown out as unconstitutional by the Supreme Court, which doesn't seem to bother the Willie Brown side chick. She's replacing it with this setup now to preempt all pro-life law from ever happening without her permission, which is a sort of a creepy Robespierrean or Vyshinskian thing for a former prosecutor. There's even a poison pill in her proposed measure to tie the hands of a pro-life administration, which she euphemizes as guardrails. It's about as overweening a power grab as any I've ever seen or heard about, ever proposed, and it's creepy that it singles out specific states, mostly southern ones, since they're oh so guilty of everything in her little pea brain mind. Way to win the Sun Belt, Willie Brown side chick. Something like this would not, Elena Kagan and Sonia Sotomayor would not go for this in the Supreme Court. So the Supreme Court would tear this one a new rectal orifice because it's just a naked power grab, and the precedent is already set with the court's ending of the Voting Rights Act. But none of that is likely to stop the side chick. She's all in for making herself the dictator on abortion, and her shameless proposal is proof. And with that, the case, it's up to voters to stop her and vote for almost anybody else but her. I don't know why. You know, shouldn't she have been laughed out? Hey, I'm going to ban something that's already banned. That's like when Dean Wormer calls for double secret probation. Yeah. And she's a presidential candidate. It makes me wonder why I don't run for office. Maybe I should. Now, I don't have to. I'm just going to go ahead and wax philosophical on this one because I don't have time to get into this next part. But this arrogance from the Democrats. I mean, right now they're looking at, you know, a dude got out there the other day, Mueller got out there the other day and spoke for 15 or 20 minutes, which 15 or 20 minutes is not an oratory that's going to set a policy. All right. And all the Democrats are saying this means we must impeach Trump. Go for it. Stop talking about it and just do it. You got Nancy out there saying that he did a cover up. That's fine. All of this stuff up to this point. In the meantime, Durham, the investigator Durham that Barr has appointed, he's going to pull out so many smoking guns. And some of this stuff is criminal stuff that he's going to find out. This is going to be criminal stuff. And this might mean, you know, Holder gets arrested, Clinton gets arrested, Obama, you know, and I don't know where it stops because none of these guys are in office anymore. You know, while everybody's out there saying, well, let us sit here and lament the fact that nobody can do this to a sitting president. None of these people that I just described are sitting anywhere except home. So that means they're just regular people now. I know they don't think so. I know they don't think so because these guys, this is an arrogant bunch of people. Arrogant. With a capital A-R-R. And, their comeuppance is just around the corner. As all of this stuff comes out and all these things get revealed and all of these things that you and I have been sitting back going, how can this be good? How can this be right? How can this be legal? We're going to find out none of this was good. None of this was right. None of this was legal. And they're going to have to pay the piper. And, it'll be almost biblical for some. For me, it'll be almost biblical because I'll be sitting there going, and there was justice, and it was good. Finally. So. Anyway, when we get back, no more safe neighborhoods. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Going to do something very dramatic on the border because people are coming into our country. The Democrats will not give us laws. They will not change laws. They want to have open borders.
President Trump speaking about immigration outside the White House. The president continues teasing a major immigration announcement.
We're going to be having a major statement on the border sometime later today or tomorrow.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards has signed an abortion ban into law. The new law prohibits abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected, which is usually after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. Lawmakers passed the bill without an exception for rape or incest, which happens in about 1% of all abortions. And at the closing bell, the Dow gained 44 points to close at 25,170. The NASDAQ rose 20. S&P was up 6. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed. The Buildproof Project, well, you know, we should have all learned from that one. If I can do it, you can do it. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Ever since taking control of the U.S. House of Representatives, the Democrats have been trying to deprive us of something. They've been trying to deprive us of the elected president, our money, Second Amendment. Led by Speaker Nancy Pelosi, that caucus has been an entity in virtual lockstep promoting a laundry list of today's most popular anti-gun proposals, whether it is banning semi-automatic firearms and placing limitations on magazine capacity or pushing universal background checks or imposing potentially endless waiting periods or trying to use financial institutions to drive our political agenda, their political agenda, rather. The anti-gun Democrat, they're looking to exploit every opportunity they can to promote their attacks on our freedoms. At every step, Nancy Pelosi, who, and her minions push anti-gun legislation with the lie that each proposal will be the death knell to violent crime committed with guns. Now, we've gotten wise to this mantra because we've been hearing it for decades. And for decades, we've seen every anti-gun law that has passed fail to put a dent in crime, only to be followed by a new proposal that they insist will get the job done this time. Now, supporters of the Second Amendment have always known that gun control laws have a fatal flaw. Criminals don't care. They don't obey the law. They ignore or circumvent the new laws just as readily as they ignore or circumvent the old ones. If they're willing to commit robbery, why would they not also be willing to commit armed robbery? If they're willing to commit assault, why would they not be willing to commit assault with a deadly weapon? And if they're willing to commit homicide, again, why would they not be willing to commit homicide using a gun? One more law will not stop a violent criminal from being a violent criminal. The people actually impacted by gun control laws are not criminals. They are law-abiding gun owners who were never part of the problem to begin with. They may not agree with anti-gun laws, but they tend to obey them while working to change them. Now, this doesn't mean there are no options for addressing violent crime. The secret, which isn't really a secret, is to go after the actual offenders. One good example is Project Safe Neighborhoods, PSN. This was started in 2001 under George W. Bush. PSN is a collaborative effort utilizing the resources of federal, state, and local law enforcement, prosecutors, and community leaders to target violent crime at the local level, which is where it all occurs anyway. Specific priorities are identified based on the local environment, and the solutions are developed with the primary objective of going after the most violent offenders and putting them in prison. So it should come as no surprise that the simple concept of getting violent criminals off the streets to keep them from committing violent crimes has proven to be a very effective tool for law enforcement. While violent crime in the U.S. has been in a state of general decline since its peak in 1991, PSN programs have shown to accelerate declines. According to the United States Department of Justice, from 2000 to 2006, PSN program areas saw overall reductions in violent crime from 4 to 20%, and specifically targeted violent crimes were reduced by up to 42%. By comparison, locations where PSN was not implemented saw reductions, but only 0.9%. Now, there is no evidence that gun control reduces violent crime, and there's plenty of evidence that indicates fewer restrictions leads to that kind of reductions. But even if Speaker Pelosi and the House Democrats cannot be convinced of this, you would at least think they could support a proven law enforcement program like PSN, which was clearly... It has clearly shown that it reduces violent crime they claim to want to see reduced. Then again, maybe not. Recently, the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Commerce, Justice, Science, and Related Agencies recommending defunding PSN. Chaired by U.S. Representative Jose Serrano, Democrat from New York, the subcommittee's recommendation seems to indicate a continuing trend by Democrats to oppose Trump whenever possible. The program, as previously stated, was started under Bush, continued under President Obama, even when the Democrats controlled the House and the Senate during his first term. So why is there an issue now? This may simply be a part of Trump derangement syndrome, the reflexively opposing anything that Trump supports. And the current administration has promoted this program. So it would be shocking abuse of power if they actually chose to end a program that has been so successful at reducing violent crime simply out of spite for a president they clearly loathe. Now, there are still many steps left in the process for approving the Department of Justice budget, which is where PSN gets their funding from. So we can only hope that cooler heads within the Democrat leadership will intercede and try to ensure that PSN remains fully funded. Then again, I don't know if there's any cool heads left up there in the Democratic caucus. But this is an indication of what we've known all along, right? We have known that they don't care. They don't care about that. They don't care about safety. This is not about your safety. This is not about reducing crime. This is about being in charge. I'm in charge. They're in charge. They want to be in charge. We want to have the Green New Deal. We want to have climate change. We want to have this. Everything we want to have to save you, first of all, we can't prove anything actually is going to happen to you if you don't like it. And second of all, we got to take some stuff from you to actually save you from yourself. So there you have it. There you go. That's all there is to it. It makes me wonder about some people. It, you know, after Mueller got out and had his little say the other day, Hollywood erupted. I mean, I've watched a lot of these guys. I've watched their movies. John Cusack. John, I love your stuff, son. You, and I don't know if I should be calling you son because we're about the same age. I love your stuff. You should really stay in your lane because you don't know what you're talking about. You don't like Trump? Okay, fine. I didn't like Obama. I don't know if I ever called for his impeachment. I don't think I did. I may be wrong. I was more concerned that he was going to trigger a civil war than worry about his impeachment. Alyssa Milano. Okay. Enough said, right? All of you out there that are out there, share. And once again, it's the arrogance of that mindset. These celebrities who have made a fortune off entertaining us think that we actually like them beyond the talent that they show. And they don't realize that when they go beyond this talent and they mess up the pool this way, we really don't want to swim in it no more. So, you know, I wish everybody would just learn a little bit of logic. Logic would be lovely stuff. So I'm just going to sit here and I'll wait for the next 5 or 6 minutes in the hopes they get some logic. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code, SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. If it'll play.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, hand guards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. If you are going to be involved in a self-defense shooting, this has to be one of the most deliberate things you do. And when I say deliberate, everything you do up to the point of shooting them should be done with the intent of trying not to shoot them. Now, one thing that you should never do is you should never shoot at an unknown target. And for all of, there are people that watch movies and think that it's perfectly okay to do things like shooting through a wall. Shooting through a wall is almost certain to mean that you're shooting at somebody with a mistaken identity. And I saw this headline, and my heart went in my neck. Dad mistakes daughter for intruder, shoots her to death. According to the article, Presley's father told investigators he fired through a door at what he believed was an intruder, who turned out to be his adult daughter. Here's another one. Dad accidentally kills daughter in robbery. It's not just an American thing either. This the incident I just spoke about happened in South Africa, but it could have easily happened here. A man was awakened by what he thought was someone breaking into his house. He heard suspicious noises outside his bedroom door, and he fired his shot. The shot went right through the door, striking his own daughter in the head. I can't think of any instance where shooting... Here's the thing. I have only just embraced the whole idea of putting a flashlight on a gun, because that means if I shine the light on something and I'm trying to determine who the target is in the dark, that I'm pointing the gun at them. Although there's ways to shine the light on them. You know, you can aim at the ground and the light will illuminate who that is. And then it's if they are actually a bad person, then I can easily, you know, change my point of aim. But you see the shooting through the wall technique in a lot of movies. A lot of people go to a class thinking that that's actually a technique. It boils down to this. If you cannot identify your target, you shouldn't shoot. It's that simple. One of the basic four rules of firearm safety is know your target and what's beyond. Besides being dangerous, that's also not actually it's tactically unsound. You aren't likely to get a good hit, you waste ammunition, and you temporarily reduce your ability to hear the intruder. If you're not running around with a set of electronic earmuffs on, this is one thing that should be in everybody's kit, a set of electronic earmuffs. The kind that make the noise, enhance the noise around you until you pull the trigger. Pulling a trigger in a house without some sort of hearing protection on, tactically you just lost your hearing. So that's item, you know, that's a little side thing for you. But the rest of it? Now you can, one way to short circuit some of this stuff is develop a clear challenge protocol, like yelling out a simple "Who's there?" And then you may find out that the intruder is actually a family member and not a ninja coming to assassinate you in your sleep. Any family member will likely call out when you voice your question, and the tragedy is averted. Here's another headline. Florida man shoots, kills fiancé day before wedding. John Tabbitt, 62, told authorities he had grabbed his gun after he thought he heard an intruder, then fired at a figure in the hallway, according to Brunel. It was Tabbitt's live-in fiancée, 62-year-old Nancy Dinsmore, who family members say he was going to marry Saturday. Tabbitt told authorities he thought she was next to him in the bed the whole time. Wouldn't that have been better if he just yelled, "Who's there?" rather than firing his gun at an unidentified target? In an encounter like this, everything you can do to de-escalate it, you should do while retaining position. And then, if you do have to escalate, then escalate extremely. But remember that once you have escalated, you can't bring that fired bullet back. You call out and you don't get a response, or the response isn't what you expect, give a second challenge. "I have a gun and have called the police. Get out of my house right now." Have a designated safe space that you're supposed to go to, and that is taking things and making a bunch of presumptions on a few things there. Having a safe space means that everybody was awake and knew to go to the regular place. That's not always the case. So, but I mean, if you can, call the cops and let the cops find the intruders. But there is no need to shoot through a wall or a door. And we need to recognize that fact. Now, there's a question I saw on NPR called "This Teen Planned a School Shooting, But Did He Break the Law?" Interesting premise. Starts out at sunny and cold on February 13, 2018, when 18-year-old Jack Sawyer walked out of Dick's Sporting Goods in Rutland, Vermont, I guess prior to them virtue signaling, with a brand new pump action shotgun and four boxes of ammo. He took his new gun out for target practice. That was Valentine's Day. Around the same time, about 1,500 miles away in Parkland, we had the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School rampage killing. Not long after that, Vermont learned it might have narrowly avoided a similar massacre. State police announced they had arrested Sawyer after he allegedly threatened to cause mass casualties at his former high school in Fairhaven, a small town near the New York border. Police said Sawyer had described his plans in depth. He told them he had been reading books about the 1999 Columbine shooting, and he related to the two shooters. He said he moved back to Vermont to fulfill a similar plan at Fairhaven Union Jack High School. He also let police search his car, where they found the shotgun and ammunition he had legally purchased in a diary titled The Journal of an Active Shooter. But Fairhaven Union High School did not join Marjory Stoneman Douglas or Santa Fe or Columbine or Virginia Tech. System worked. Someone saw something. They said something. Police made an arrest. But what happened next would play out as a fundamental tension at the heart of our criminal justice system. At what point does a thought or a plan become a crime? Now, look at this. And look at a red flag order. Police said they started keeping tabs on Sawyer after getting a tip from Jennifer Mortensen on February 14th. Her daughter was a few years ahead of Sawyer at Fairhaven Union, and Mortensen was aware that Sawyer threatened the high school in the past. So what they're saying is that if you actually go out there and actually plan to execute a crime, a rampage killing now, the question is being asked, have you actually committed a crime? Or as they're calling this, pre-crime. This is something here. And, in the meantime, we got red flag orders. But they're asking this question of this thing. So, anyway. Just something for you to think about. We will we'll be back in 21 hours. In between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It's always been about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.